shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and life shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 060926. Amen. Welcome to the Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is the hour where we come before God in prayer, where we receive His word and speak faith over our lives. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Wherever you are listening from, open your heart. This is not just another prayer. This is a moment of divine encounter. And today, in the name of Jesus, every little fox hiding in your speech must be exposed and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath, calm your heart, and receive the word of the Lord. Amen. Remember, we are in the month of dealing with little foxes. And today's topic says, when your emotions speak through your mouth. When your emotions speak through your mouth. And the scripture focus is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 1. And I read, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And quickly, I want us to have some reflections over today's theme and today's scriptural focus. Beloved, I'd like you to hear this. Uncontrolled speech is often an emotional problem before it becomes a communication problem. Many times, the problem is not that we don't know what to say. The problem is that something inside us is speaking through us. When anger takes control, the mouth becomes a weapon. When hurt takes control, the mouth tries to hurt others. When insecurity takes control, the mouth seeks validation. When pride takes control, the mouth refuses correction. When frustration takes control, the mouth releases words that we later regret. And sometimes, after saying something painful, we say, I didn't mean it. But the damage has already been done. A relationship can survive many things, but careless words can create wounds that take years to heal. That is why Proverbs says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Child of God, you cannot always control what people say to you. No, you cannot always control what they say to you, but you can control what comes out of your own mouth. You may be provoked, but you don't have to become poisonous. You may be offended, but you don't have to become offensive. You may be angry, but you don't have to sin with your mouth. Sometimes, the most powerful response is silence. Sometimes, walking away is wisdom. Sometimes, delaying your response is spiritual maturity. And sometimes, you need to say, I am too emotional to respond properly right now. Let me pray first. Don't allow temporary emotion to produce permanent damage in your life and in the lives of people around you. Today, the Lord is healing the heart behind the mouth. He is bringing your emotions under the government of the Holy Spirit. And that little fox of uncontrolled speech is losing its power over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go for prophetic declarations right now. Wherever you are, lift your hands to the Lord. As I make declarations over you and stand in the office where God has placed me, and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life, and by the authority of the Word of God, I stand to declare and decree over you today that every little fox of uncontrolled speech is exposed in your life in the name of Jesus. I declare that anger will no longer control your mouth, heart will no longer dictate your words, pride will no longer govern your responses, frustration will no longer become destructive speech. Every emotional trigger that has made you speak words you later regret, I declare that you receive divine self-control in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, before you speak, may wisdom speak first. Before you react, may the Holy Spirit take control. Before you answer, may grace govern your heart. I declare that your mouth shall no longer destroy what your hands have built. You will not destroy your marriage with uncontrolled words. You will not damage your relationship with careless speech. You will not sabotage your opportunities through impulsive responses. You will not drive away divine helpers through uncontrolled words. You will not speak yourself out of the blessings God is bringing into your life. Your tongue is coming under divine government. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare for you, I prophesy for you, when you are angry, you will have self-control. When you are offended, you will have grace. When you are provoked, you will have wisdom. When you are misunderstood, you will have patience. When you are corrected, you will have humility. When you are hurt, you will not become hurtful. The Lord is healing the wounds behind your reactions. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord is healing the pain behind your anger. The Lord is healing the insecurity beyond your defensiveness. The Lord is dealing with the pride behind your arguments. The Lord is restoring peace to your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today, your mouth shall speak life. Your mouth shall speak faith. Your mouth shall speak wisdom. Your mouth shall speak grace. Your mouth shall speak healing. Your mouth shall speak peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare over your family, your home shall not be destroyed by uncontrolled speech. I declare over your marriage, your communication shall be filled with wisdom. Your communication shall be filled with patience and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare and I decree over your children, they shall hear words that build their confidence and strengthen their destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare over your ministry, your words shall carry grace. Your words shall carry truth and the power to transform lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare over your destiny. You will not use your mouth to cancel what God has ordained for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the words of your mouth shall agree with God's word concerning your life. You shall not speak failure over yourself. You shall not speak hopelessness over your future. You shall not curse your tomorrow because of today's struggle. In the mighty name of Jesus, your future is blessed. Your destiny is preserved. Your relationships are receiving healing. Your heart is receiving peace. Your tongue is receiving discipline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and your mouth shall become an instrument in the hands of God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Quickly, I want somebody to receive this counseling insight. I want you to listen carefully. Your mouth often reveals what your heart has not yet learned to process. If anger repeatedly produces destructive words, don't only walk on talking less. Ask yourself, what am I? Why am I so angry? Why am I so angry? Somebody said, if you are right, why are you angry? And if you are wrong, why are you angry? Therefore, it means that you put your anger under checks and lock. If insecurity makes you constantly defend yourself, ask a question. What am I afraid people will think about me? What am I afraid that people will think about me? If hurt makes you attack people, ask the question. Ask yourself, what wound am I still carrying? If pride makes correction difficult, ask, why do I feel threatened when someone corrects me? Beloved, sometimes you don't need a loud voice. You need a healed heart. You don't need to win every argument. You don't need to have the last word. You don't need to answer every provocation. And you don't need to say everything you know. Before you speak, pause. Before you react, pray. Before you respond, ask. Will these words heal or hurt? Will they build or destroy? Let wisdom become the governor of your tongue. Amen and amen. I believe that this little counsel I will have helped somebody today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In closing, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you because you are dealing with every little fox that has been operating in our lives. Lord, heal our hearts, heal our emotions, heal our wounds. Give us the grace to control our tongues. When we are angry, help us to pause. When we are hurt, help us to pray. When we are provoked, help us to respond with wisdom. Let our words bring healing instead of wounds. Let our conversations produce peace instead of conflict. Let our mouth become instruments of encouragement, the instrument of restoration and life. From today, we submit our emotions and our speech to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I want to make these closing prophetic declarations for everyone listening to me today. For anyone under the sound of my voice right now, I declare for you, one more time, you will not be controlled by your emotions. You will not be destroyed by your words. You will not lose precious relationships through uncontrolled speech. You will not speak death where God has ordained life. You will not react when you should respond. You will not fight battles that wisdom have prevented. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord gives you a disciplined tongue, a peaceful heart, and a wise spirit. From this day forward, your words will build, your words will heal, your words will bless, your words will restore, your words will give life. The little fox is defeated in the name of Jesus. The emotional trigger are coming under control. The Holy Spirit is taking over. Your mouth shall glorify God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Can you shout it louder? Amen, wherever you are, by faith, it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This has been your prophetic declarations with Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Remember, don't allow a temporary emotion to produce permanent damage in your life and relationship. Deal with little fox before it destroys something precious to you. And I want you to share this tape with as many people as possible. The more you share the tape, the more you are being blessed. In case you need to get in touch with me, get me on +234 9022 352 952. I pray quickly over everyone who has been a blessing to this ministry God has given to us. May the Lord bless you beyond your imaginations. May your heart's desire turn to testimonies. May all the doors you have been waiting to be open on their own accord. May God send helpers to you. May God send influencers to you. May God give you the information you have been waiting for. May you walk in favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may this month be your month of breakthrough, breaking forth to the north, to the east, to the south, and to the west. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Until we meet again, keep praying the scripture, keep trusting God, keep walking in wisdom, and keep your mouth under the government of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Jesus is Lord. Amen and amen. Shalom.